Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 403, the stanzas 1 and 3. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. It is right and pleasant for us saints to tell his praise abroad, and what follows, Psalter 403, the stanzas 1 and 3. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Job 37. First, we will read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, as suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Job 37. At this also my heart trembleth, and is moved out of his place. Hear attentively the noise of his voice, and the sound that goeth out of his mouth. He directeth it under the whole heaven, and is lightning unto the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, he thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. A God thundereth marvelously with his voice, a great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. He saith to the snow, be thou on the earth, likewise to the small rain, and to the great rain of his strength. He sealeth up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. Then the beasts go into dens and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straitened. Also by watering he wearieth the cloud, he scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world and the earth. He causeth it to come, whether for correction, or for his land, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God. Dost thou know when God disposed them, and caused the light of his cloud to shine? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds, the wondrous works of him which is perfect in knowledge? How thy garments are warm when he quieteth the earth by the south wind. Hast thou with him spread out the sky, which is strong, and as a molten looking glass? Teach us what we shall say unto him, for we cannot order our speech by reason of darkness. Shall it be told him that I speak? If a man speak, surely he shall be swallowed up. And now men see not the bright light which is in the clouds, but the wind passeth and cleanseth them. Fair weather cometh out of the north, with God his terrible majesty. Touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power and in judgment, and in plenty of justice he will not afflict. Men do therefore fear him. He respecteth not any that are wise of heart. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Eternal, almighty, unchangeable, good-doing, a long-suffering and righteous God. Then by renewal on this Lord's Day, the doors of thy house have been opened. A part of the congregation has entered those doors, and now by renewal we attempt to open our unclean lips and to come unto thee with all our blessings, with our desires, with our needs, and with our sins. Then it is thy sparing and caring providence that we may still have a place upon the earth. When thou granteth it, then in the day of tomorrow we hope to commence another season. And then hitherto, then this past season, these 3 months, then thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death. May we be given to see thy hand therein. Then thou continuest to grant that season of grace. Then thou continuest to put dung around the tree of our life. And then thou art coming to examine that tree, whether there is any fruit that is pleasing unto thee. Wilt thou grant an impression thereof, where we read in thy holy word that thou wast asked that it was asked, that tree may stand one more year. May there be a people exercised with that year, and given to learn no fruit from self that can ever be pleasing to thee. Lord, may it please thee to work mightily, lovingly by thy Spirit, bless thy word, for the coming of thy kingdom, the glory of thy name. May thy kingdom be expanded, multiplied amongst us, and wilt thou remember thy people. Then in this evening hour, then we are called upon to speak upon thy divine providence, so deep, so mysterious. Wilt thou remember those that are exercised in a special way therewith? Contrary providences, mysterious providences, providence that they cannot understand and perhaps not bow under. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant it then in this evening hour to be given to see that thou art such a great God, and we are sinful creatures of the earth that have sinned everything away. Bless thy word in the church. Remember consistory and congregation. Bless thy holy word in the midst of the family circles. Wilt thou help and remember fathers and mothers to that end. Remember our Christian school coming to a close. 'Tis the last week, a few more days. We may thank thee that hitherto, that in this past school year, that thou wast not removed one student and one staff bus driver, all those that labor in the school by the cold hand of death. But there have been other solemn callings. Thou wast taken away, a young and old. A wealth of grand traveling mercies the last days. O wealth, thou remember thy, grant thy gracious help to staff and students. Remember the students that are called upon to write exams. O wealth, thou grant thy help. O wealth, thou grant diligence. And may they be given to humbly bow their knees, that thou may remember them in a special way. We remember the graduating class, special milestone, where thou wast brought unto the end, the studies at our Christian school. Ah, Lord, well, thou grant unto our students an impression of thy goodness, and may thy word have been blessed. They live in an evil world. Well, thou keep from sin and temptation, and well, thou remember further. We commend unto thee thy church all over the earth, the established congregations, our denomination. Remember the persecuted church, so many places. Ah, wilt thou uphold them? Remember the beloved for the Father's sake. Take the veil off of that nation. Remember mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants, the team, richly bless their labors. Wilt thou supply all of our needs. Then we commend unto thee our brother deacon with his dear wife, who in this week hope to commemorate that thou wast kept him for 45 years in the bond of holy matrimony. Then thou hast sent blessings, thou hast sent afflictions and trials, but all thou hast helped them through. Then they may erect an Ebenezer, hitherto hath the Lord helped. Well, thou grant a good day, profound impression of thy goodness and of our sins. Well, thou remember their whole family circle. Remember all of our family circles. May love abound when it is not so. Well, thou grant a bowing of the knees, repentance, what has been separated. Well, thou bring it together where there is a struggling with temptations and addictions. May it please thee to remember and to deliver them. By renewal we commend unto thee the sick, the old widow in the hospital. We commend her unto thee for body and for soul. Remember the young daughter that is scheduled for surgery. Well, to bless the hand of the physician and remember her with her loved ones. And then thou wert speaking in a special way. My daughter, give me thy heart, Lord. May this affliction be used that by thy grace, by thy spirit, that thou may take possession of her heart. Then it shall be well for time and for eternity. Do continue to uphold all the mourning ones in our midst. and remember our elderly ones. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember the nations of the earth. Also our nation under these fearful and distressing times. And then we may acknowledge thee that thou wast inclined hearts, that soon the whole congregation may freely come up to thy courts. May we be given to examine our hearts very closely, where thou wast spoken in so many ways, and what it has brought forth. Lord, wilt thou supply our daily bread? Remember the needs in the realm of nature. May it please thee to grant refreshing showers for the thirsty earth. And now in this evening hour, then by renewal, may our eyes be upon thee, O Lord. Wilt thou open the truths of thy holy word? May we be given to believe what we speak, that we may be given to speak what we believe. Anoint with fresh oil from above. Wilt thou remember all the hearers, all those that have special riddles, perplexities, and knots which they cannot untie. Ah, we read of that woman in the scriptures, that for 18 years, that she was bound, and that she in no wise could straighten herself out. But, ah, then thou wast come, and so there can be a people that is so bowed down, and that they are given to look the circumstances and their evil heart. Ah, Lord, may there be found more of that bowing because of our sins, but may in this evening they be given to see that thou art the sovereign ruler, that thou art too wise to err and too good to be unkind. Lord, be then a surprising God. Remember in thy house, remember in the dwellings, wilt thou forgive us of all of our sins, also of all that murmuring and discontentment and questioning of thee, of thy providence. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 396, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 4. The Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. And what follows, 396, the first four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 10, the question and answer 27. What dost thou mean by the providence of God? Answer, the Almighty and everywhere present power of God, whereby, as it were by his hand, he upholds and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty, yea, and all things come not by chance, but by his fatherly hand. Lord's Day number 10, question and answer number 27, a description of the providence of God. With five thoughts in the first place, an almighty providence. Secondly, an upholding providence. Thirdly, a directed providence. Fourthly, an all-compassing providence. And fifthly, a fatherly providence. A description of the providence of God. An almighty providence, an upholding providence, a directed providence, an all-compassing providence, and a fatherly providence. Thus first, an almighty providence. Lord's Day number 10, that continues to speak of the first article of the 12 articles. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth. Then in Lord's Day number 9, then we have heard of the Lord's wonderful creation. How was it in this past week, boys and girls? Have you seen wonderful things in the Lord's providence? And that can even be the smallest, a little bird, a flower, a tulip, whatever it may be. And that we may be given to see the wonderful handiwork of the Lord. And that you have thought, now I need that God to be my God, and also that I may be saved. In this evening hour, we are called to speak of the providence of the Lord. What word can we find, children, in that word, a smaller word? That is the word provide. Thus we could also say part of the providence of the Lord, that he provides for us and our children and all of our needs. The word providence, with the meaning of this Lord's Day, that is not to be found in the Bible. We do read that word providence once in Acts 24, verse 2, when Bertullus, when he was given to speak of Felix the governor, then he was given to speak of his reign, and he called it the Lord's providence. We do find that word provide. Think of Genesis 22, verse 8. When Isaac has said to Abram, his father, my father, and then he was given to mention the wood and the fire, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And then Abram, my son, the Lord will provide himself a burnt offering. In the scriptures, then the providence of the Lord, that is called by different names in Hebrews 1 verse 3, and upholding all things by the power of his word. Psalm 99 verse 1, the Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. 1 Peter 5 verse 7, casting all thy care upon him, for he careth for you, called God's ordinance and God's working. Thus the providence of the Lord, that is the upholding and governing of all things, which the Lord has created, which he has decreed. Concerning the providence of the Lord, especially ascribed to the Father, but it is clear from the scriptures, also the work of the Son and the Holy Ghost. In John 5, there was a man that has laid 38 years lame at the pool of Bethesda. What a privilege it is when we are, our children may walk. Boys and girls, do you ever thank the Lord that you can run, that you can play, and that you are not lame? And then we do not only have to speak to the children. And when I speak to the congregation, then I speak to myself. We take so much for granted. And now when Christ has healed that lame man by a wonder, then he has said in verse 17, my Father worketh hitherto, and I also work. Also the work of the Holy Spirit. I read in Psalm 104 and verse 104 verse 30, thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, thou renewest the face of the earth. Thus clear that the providence of the Lord, that it is the work of a triune God. And now concerning the providence of the Lord, then in this question, the instructor does not say, what understandest thou? Because the providence of the Lord, that is so deep and so unfathomable, many times it is called the mystery of providence. Tis not even asked what believest thou, included, of course, because we have learned from Reverend Hellenbrook the three characteristics of true saving faith, and that is knowledge, assent, and trust. Thus necessary that out of the Word of God, that we may have a certain knowledge of the wonderful, the almighty providence of the Lord. And now concerning the providence of the Lord. Oh, what a questions and what a mysteries and what a struggles there can be therewith. Perhaps souls in my midst. Oh, as a general rule, when it goes well in our life, and when the Lord sends prosperity, then as a general rule, we do not have so many questions concerning the providence of God. If it was only right, then when the Lord sends prosperity, then also what a questions there should be in our life. Because I read in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7, "And who maketh thee to differ? And what hast thou that thou wast not received? And why glorieth thou as thou hast not received it?" Should we not be given to be wonder more the providence of the Lord, when the Lord blesses, when the Lord prospers, and when the Lord spares, when we may have a little impression of our sins and what we deserve? Should there then not be a bewondering of the mercies and the providence of the Lord? There are many people upon the world that do not confess the providence of the Lord. Our boys and girls can understand that for an atheist who tries to convince themselves that there is no God, no creator, that of course they shall not believe and bow under the Lord's providence. There are also people that are called deists, and they try to tell us that the world is like a clock wound up, and that it shall run its course till it shall come to an end. In our day, a part of the New Age movement, then there are people that are called pantheists that make no separation between the Creator and the creation. And now when we read, "What dost thou mean by the providence of God?" In Job 36, verse 26, that Elihu has said unto Job, that the Lord is great, and we know him not. And at the end of his discourse, we have heard it out of Job 37. Then he is given to point Job to the wonderful creation and the providence of God. And then he has said, "Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." Does that take place at times in our life? If we read Job 38, when the Lord has begun to speak to Job, then he has also spoken the Lord's wonderful creation and his providence, the mystery of providence, and the solemnest of Psalm 111, verse 2, "The works of the Lord are great and sought out of all them." and that of pleasure therein? Have we become exercised therewith? And that not only concerning the providence of the Lord, concerning our temporal life, about the leading of the Lord with his church. Oh, what a sweetness and what a bewonderment and what a humility it may grant to a true child of God when the Lord leads them back, when they may be given to reflect upon their former life, concerning the providence of God, then we may speak of ordinary providences, of course, all by an almighty and a wonder-doing God. But then we may speak of a special providence in the life of the church. And Thomas Boston, when he has spoken of the blessings of the covenant of grace, then he is also given to mention the sparing and caring hand of his elect church in their unregenerated state. Gives us something to think about when the Lord in his providence, in his special providence, has spared us in special ways, as it were, to put his hand between us and death. May we be given to beg of the Lord that it may be for the purpose of all purposes, and that for the saving of souls. Then the answer, the almighty and everywhere present power of God. We have heard of the omnipotence, that means, boys and girls, all-powerful. We have already heard thereof in the last Lord's Day. And now the instructors are given to add the everywhere present power of God. We read of his omniscience in Psalm 139. And then the explanation whereby, as it were, by his hand. In Lord's Day number 10, then the instructors are given to mention that hand three times. Our boys and girls, they know that the Lord is a spirit, that he cannot be seen, that he is invisible. But in the Bible, that even boys and girls, that they may be given to understand a very little. And not only for boys and girls, but for mankind, because God is so great, so incomprehensible, but then it has pleased him in his love and in his wisdom that the Lord speaks himself of himself figuratively, and that he speaks of the human body, that in a little way, that we may comprehend a little of whom the Lord is. And therefore the instructors have said, as it were, by his hand. Our second thought, an upholding, a providence. When we think of the Lord's hand in the Bible, we read of the Lord's arm, of his hand, and also of the finger of God, has the same meaning, although we can make a separation. And what a blessing it is when there may be times in our life that with the smallest detail that we may be given to see the finger of God. Of course, we must make a separation because it can be that we experience much in the way of the Lord's providence, that we are given to experience many things, but by itself, that is not a foundation for eternity. Have even been people that have been sorely afflicted in the way of the Lord's providence, and that they have said, I must now be a child of God because of those sore and great afflictions. But by themselves, that is too short. It is true. The true people of God and the closer life that they may have, the more tender, the more at the throne of grace, the more they shall be given to experience of the wonderful providential dealings of the Lord. When we consider the hand of the Lord, then we can speak of his protecting hand, of his providing hand, his caring hand, his sparing hand. And now the instructors, where by his hand he upholds heaven, earth, and all creatures. Then in our second thought, because Reverend Hellenbrook, when he speaks of the providence of God, then he speaks of three divine acts, and each act a divine act. And if I would ask, not the little boys and girls, but our young people, and our fathers and our mothers, what are those three acts? Then could you give an answer to that end? How necessary, because we are forgetful creatures, then how necessary and how profitable it is that when our young people, when they go to catechism class, that fathers and mothers, that they are given to ask their children what they have learned and how it goes with their memorization. Have you done that, fathers and mothers? Then, Reverend Hellenbrook, it is true, our instructors, although it is implied, then Reverend Hellenbrook, then he speaks of the preservation, of the cooperation or concurrence, and the government of God. And now we read, he upholds the providence of God. That is evident in many ways, because in natural life, children, when a house or a church or a hospital is built, then it must be kept up. Otherwise, it falls into disarray. And so it is also with the creation of God, how wonderful it is that he upholds everything. When we consider the seasons, when we consider the sun, the planets, when we consider everything here upon this earth, when we consider, as we have heard out of Job 37, the clouds and the rain, then Solomon has written in Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7, that the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. How can that be, boys and girls? Then the Lord, by the power of the sun, and what a great power that is, that he causes the clouds to pick up the moisture from the sea and even drop it so many miles away in the midst of southern Alberta. The upholding power of God concerning our bodies. The Psalmist of Psalm 139, verse 14 has said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Have you ever thought about it, how it would be, boys and girls, young and old, that if with all their cuts and bruises, when there was not so no healing, then we would not look so nice. But that is also the wonderful providence of the Lord. When we cut ourselves, the Lord granteth healing, and when it is healing, healed, it stoppeth to grow. When we consider the wonderful harmony, oh, in the providence of the Lord, many things to speak about. The birds, the animals, the trees, the plants. Oh, when we read the Psalms, then there are different Psalms where the psalmist may have an impression of the upholding hand of God spoken of those things and called the earth and the heaven to praise the Lord. A special upholding of the church of Jesus Christ. What an attacks. What a persecution that there has come upon the church. Times that it has come very low in the year 2021. There may still be a church. Do you sometime consider the special providence, young people, that you have been born and raised under the truth? That is for a purpose, because the Spirit gathers his church through his holy word. May we be given to beg much for the work of the Holy Spirit concerning that upholding. The Lord uses means. Examples in the Bible where the Lord has performed miracles. Also examples Lord is able to do everything. Think of Moses on the mountain without food and drink. Our third thought, had they erected a providence. The psalmist in Psalm 36, verse 6, there he was given to speak, O Lord, thou upholdest man and beast. And then verse 7, therefore the children of men put their trust under thy wings. Has that become reality in our life? In the last 15 or 16 months with COVID, actually surprising, we could even say frightening, that in the churches and perhaps in the households, that Lord's Day number 10 was so little mentioned. And then I am not speaking of special exercises which the Lord grants unto his people in the way of providence, but now concerning a directed providence, because we read, and governs heaven, earth, and all creatures, that the Lord directs everything to a certain end, that the Lord fulfills his decree. Do we not read in Isaiah 46, verse 10, that he knoweth the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my good pleasure. And in Ephesians 1, verse 11, who worketh all things, not some, not most, after the counsel of his holy will. And now concerning the government of the Lord, then how mysterious and how unfathomable it can be. Natural man, also an enemy of the providence of the Lord, because in our deep fall, we wanted to be kings. And we want to have everything in our hands and rule everything. Has that become our trouble, congregation? Have we learned it? Oh, what a grace. Hope the Lord willing to speak of it on the coming Lord's Day. What a grace it is to let God be God. Reverend Spurgeon, when he has spoken of these things, then in a short statement, then he has said much. Then he has said that the Lord is too good to be unkind, too wise to err. And when we cannot trace his hand, to be given to trust his heart, of course, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. And now, when everything goes prosperous, all for those where everything is going quite well, no perfection, but not so many difficulties and not so many trials, may you not forget the Lord. I have read, think it was in England, many years ago, that a minister went to the pulpit, and then there was a member that handed him a little piece of paper with a special request that would be remembered in prayer. And then you would think on that paper, a mourning one, a sick one, maybe one struggling very hard for his daily bread, maybe a house burned down, a great storm that has inflicted damage. But do you know what that man had written on that paper? He had a friend whom the Lord had prospered greatly, and where it seemed that his friend was forgetting the Lord, not need the Lord. Thus he said, "Minister, can you also pray for that man in his prosperity?" What an instruction and what a lesson. But now, when it seems to go so strange, so contrary, we do not have to multiply it out in this evening hour, even deeper, unheard prayers. And then it seems, when the providence of the Lord is so contrary, unfulfilled promises, we have special examples in the scriptures of the special governing hand of the Lord in different places of the Bible. Can you think of one? Because when we are in church, then we must think along. It is even more special when we may preach along. But young people, can you think of an example where the providential hand of the Lord was so mysterious, so incomprehensible, and so unfathomable? Let us only mention Joseph. Two beautiful dreams. What an encouragement for Father Jacob. How is it with our young people? Are there still those that are busy with the things of the Lord? Are there those that have riddles and questions? Maybe you try to hide it behind a smiling face, but that you have many questions, tell the Lord. But now with Joseph, those dreams, that his brothers would bow, and what has taken place? Cast into the pit and sold into Egypt. Joseph, what dost thou understand by the providence of God? Must not think that the Lord has left Joseph in Egypt. We read that the Lord has shown mercy, may believe, because I read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13 that the Lord is faithful, that he will not suffer his people to be tempted above that they are able to bear. But there are those times that it seems to be so. And I read in Psalm 142, verse 3, that the psalmist was given to say, "When my soul is overwhelmed, then thou knewest my path. about concerning that government and concerning the providence of God. John Flavel has said that it must be as with the Hebrew alphabet, that we read it backwards. And Christ has said to his disciples in John 13, verse 7, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." By Joseph, oh, what tender life. Psalm 39, verse 9, where he was given to say, "How can I do this wickedness and sin against God?" Young people, may that be an example also for this week. But now further, Joseph in prison, able to decipher the dreams of the butler and the baker, but his own dreams he did not know. Maybe there is such a soul in my midst, but shall the Lord then leave Joseph? Then maybe I hear a soul say, but that was Joseph. And he was a true child of God. May that be our concern, to be a true child of God, to be partaker of that special providence, because Christ has purchased his child for body and for soul. And then we know how it went with Joseph. There was a time, not angry at his brothers. When his father died, Joseph did not say, "Now I shall get my brothers back." That is very wrong. But Joseph was given to look higher. The providence of the Lord. Then he was given to say, "Ye thought evil, but God meant it for good, that much people may be kept alive." The government, the providential governing of the Lord, that he directs it all to a certain end, the necessity that we are wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. Oh, it can be. Hope to hear more of it in the coming Lord's Day. But maybe a few souls troubled that the providence of the Lord going so different than you have prayed and that you have hoped. And then it is good to examine, because how the devil can now attack and say, if you were now truly one of the Lord's people, then it would not be so difficult, it would not be so mysterious. Then how those souls can be brought in the need, and that they are given to beg, "Ach, Lord, my providential way is difficult, but the most important is that I may be thy child, that I may even be a little lamb who the shepherd picks and carries, places on his shoulder as a reed in the book of Isaiah, and speaks comfortably to that little lamb." Let us first sing. Psalter 286. Let us only sing 3 and 6. The seasons are fixed by wisdom divine. The slow changing moon as shows forth God's design and what follows. 286, only 3 and 6. Description of the providence of God, an almighty providence, an upholding providence, a directed providence, and now an all-compassing providence, and that it goes over all things in our life, does not take away our responsibility. And young friends, when I have mentioned Joseph, that he was given to say, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? I hope a special week for some of our young people, when they may graduate, the Lord has spared and the Lord has kept. Then I hope that there shall be no wicked parties with drinking and other things. Then you may gather with some friends in different homes of parents. They shall be glad to accommodate you. But if we go the way of the world, then we shall only reap judgment upon our heads, and it shall never give happiness or satisfaction. And the Lord has spoken in such a special way among our youth the past summer. To graduates that were ushered into eternity. Then young people that the Lord has spoken to you in a special way. And to that end, if we ask that you refrain from those wicked things, is that too much? May you be given to consider the goodness of the Lord when you may raise an Ebenezer. Thus, the providence of the Lord, that does not take away our responsibility. Think of an Esau. He has sold his birthright. We could mention more examples, and then we read, and all creatures, so that herbs and grass, rain and drought, fruitful and barren years, meat and drink, health and sickness, riches and poverty. Then the instructors, they have mentioned many things out of our daily lives, simple things that our children can even understand, that all those matters, we have not time to broaden it out, but that it is all in the providence of the Lord. And now the instructors, when they have mentioned, we would say simple, daily things that we can see, that our children can understand, then thereby they are also implying, because when the grass, herbs, a drought, barren fruitful years, health and sickness, riches and poverty, then is it not much more concerning the ingathering, the defense, and the preservation of the church? What wonderful ways that the Lord has in his providence to bring the means of grace to the sinner, or the sinner to the means of grace. Think Acts 16. The Lord in his providence has used an earthquake, and that was for the conversion of sinners. Oh, when a child of God may be given to reflect on that wonderful providence, then how small and how humble they may become. But not only the moment of conversion, but also the further leadings, their daily life. The Lord preserveth man and beast, therefore, how excellent are thy loving kindnesses, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under thy wings. Thus all creatures, then we read, yea, and all things, not exceptions, but everything. Oh, can we understand it? What about the small things? Is that now included in the providence of God? What does the scripture say? Matthew 10, verse 30. All the hairs of our head, they are numbered. Matthew 10, verse 29. A sparrow shall not fall to the ground without the will of the Heavenly Father. Oh, in Matthew 6, there Christ has spoken to his disciples, consider the lilies, how they are clothed. O ye of little faith, all things. Do we believe it, congregation? Do we believe that the Lord in his providence, that everything is included. Time of our birth, everything that takes place in our life, also the time and the manner of our death, and then further, yea, and all things come not by chance. Then I hear one say, but a read of chance in the Bible. Ruth was her hap to come on the field of Boaz. And in Luke 10, there we literally read concerning the parable of the Good Samaritan that by chance a certain priest came on that way. That's the usual say it. But it is in the Bible. First place, a human way of speaking. And in the New Testament, that word chance, that has a different meaning because that actually means that certain circumstances are coming together of certain circumstances. Come not by chance. Thus, condemns lotteries and all what is connected with it. What meanest thou by the providence of God, but it cometh by his fatherly hand? That is our last thought. First place, God is our Father because of creation. But now, the true meaning concerning our Lord's Day, then it concerns true saving faith. Has that become our question? Has that become our need and our desire? That Almighty God that has created everything has created you and me, and that upholds everything by his divine providence. And in his providence, he is gathering the church to himself, wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, that shall be saved through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. Has that become your beggar's prayer, Lord? Boys and girls, young people, older ones, have you become jealous of God's people? Oh, that you have learned to cry unto the Lord, to see a little of the greatness of God, of his goodness, also of his justice, concerning the providence of God. Then I read of the psalmist in Psalm 107, verse 43, whoso is wise and will understand these things, they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, how deep, how unfathomable is thy divine providence. May we be given to adore it, fall and bow under it. We may thank thee for another Lord's Day. We may thank thee for the help given. We may commence another week. Lord, then thou wast crowned today with thy goodness. May we also experience thy faithful care during the night watches. Wilt thou keep us in this week? Wilt thou guide our thoughts, our words, and our deeds? Bless the labor of our hands. Wilt thou remember the school, the remaining days? Help the students with their exams. Remember those that may graduate. O wilt thou bless the labor of our hands. O wilt thou remember the mothers with the children at home, the fathers at work. Remember on the way, remember in the field, and remember at school. O wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation. Lord, may it please thee to keep from an unexpected and from an unprepared death. Bring us safely to our dwellings. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 345, the two stanzas. To the hills I lift my eyes. When shall help for me arise? From the Lord shall come my aid, who the heaven and earth has made, and what follows, 345, the two stanzas.
Thank you.
grace save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.